ubinitona b'matona achas. Let's say the korban, the dam of a bechor, let's say, cut mixed up with the dam of a maisi behema, they both only have one matona on the mizbeach, so lachar is poshid, you know, still matona achas, you have nothing to lose. Make the one zrika on the bottom part of the chuta sikro, and yotza, both kabonas. What's going to be matan arba b'matan arba? Let's say also, a dam of a korban, like a dam of an oila, cut mixed up with the dam of a shlomim, that both of them is a matan arba, b'matan arba, that is called shtei matan shen arba, it got mixed up together, so locher is yinostim of aton arba, let him make now a zrika of shtei matan shen arba, because both dinim are the same thing, and they put it on the bottom part of the chuta sikra. What's going to be matan arba, b'matan arba, Matan Arbo b'matan achas. Let's say a korban shlomim, the dam of a shlomim got mixed up with the dam of a bechor. That one is only supposed to be one zrika, and one is supposed to be shtayim shem arbo. So what do we do now? Even though they're both lamata from the chuta sikra, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, you nostu b'matan arbo. You should make the bigger amount of zrika. You should make the shtayim matonus shein arbo. Even though for part of the dam you're not supposed to do so much, could be it's about Taisif, but over here, since you have some dam that needs it, it's better to make it. Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, no, you're better off only making one zrika. Since Vidyevit, even the one that needs two zrikas, he yotzeh with one zrika, so do that and not do two, because there'll be a part that'll be about Taisif. So, Omar Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says back to Yeshua, according to you, instead of making two matonas, you're only making one matona. So you're over the lava of Baal Tigra. You're doing less than you're supposed to. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says back, no. That according to you, Rabbi Lezer, Varei Yuev, Rabbi Tosif, listen, you're making two zrikas, that's more than you're supposed to. For part of the dam, you're only supposed to have one zrika. You're making two zrikas, you're over Baal Tosif. So what should we do here? So Amar Lo Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says like this, listen, there's only a level about Tosif, you're doing extra by itself. But over here, since the two dams got mixed up, and part of the dam has the mitzvah to make two zrikas, so I'm allowed to make the two zrikas shtayim shem arba. But Omolari Bishur, Bishur says back, no, Lenema by Tigra, Elik Shu Biatzma, the same thing, the level by Tigra, that I'm doing less than I'm supposed to, is only if you have the dam of a shlomim by itself. So there you're supposed to make shtayim. If you only make one, you're over about tigra. But over here, since it's mixed up with the dam of a bechor, you're better off just to make one. And what's the reason why? The yoidam Rabbi Shua B'Shua says further also, that the throw is like this. Kishenasato, if you make two zirikas here, or vatra about taisiv, piyotisa maisi b'idecho. Like you're doing more than you're supposed to for part of the dam, and you're doing it through an action. You're doing a maisi b'idecho. But the kushaloinosato, if you do not put the two zrikas, you only make one zrika, true, it could be a vata of atigra, maybe for part of the dam, I'm doing less than I'm supposed to, for the dam of the shlomim, he's supposed to make, a shtayim shem arba, but still, the minor is, the lo yosis the mais of yedecho, I did not do a mais of yedecho, I did not do a mais of erum. So therefore, shevi al tasa is better than a kumbi asay. So that's of Yeshua's svara, just make one zrika, and not shtayim shem arba. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Lozom, Lehechsha Rebbe Eliezer, Elishnaim Shnaim. When did Rebbe Eliezer say the Heter? Only if you have two at a time. Avel Echad Echad Lai, but one at a time, it's Sakasa. In other words, that's what it says in our Mishnah, that Kais Pekaisis, if you have one cup of dam from a Baal, Mum, and 100 cups of dam from a Tmimim, so Rebbe Eliezer says, that if one dam was used already, you have a right to say that dam was a dam behema damum, and the rest of the dams you can make a zrika. But on this, the Amora Blazer says that's only if you're doing the zrikas of two kabonas together, of two kaisas together, but not of one kais by itself. Like we had this far before, like if you do two at a time, for sure you're being oisik in at least one, that for sure is muta. So Mor says, Master Rav Dim, if Dim asked the question, the Chum say, "Afilu korva kulam." Even if he used up all the kaises of dam, chutz miyachud mi, and even though you only have one kais left over, still yishofech liyama. You have to spill it out into the water, and you cannot use it for zrika. So the question is, why is the Chum saying this? According to Rabbi Lozor, even Rabbi Lez agrees. He only says that if you have two left over. When you have less than two left over, he also agrees you cannot make this zrika. So why do you say here, even if one was left over? There's no machlekes if only one is left over. So the Gemara says, oh, Malle Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yimi, about Achlipo, Asav, and I'll give you the swords like this. Ma'echad, what does it mean, one? It means zug echad. It means one zug. And utzricha, and we take and need it. Meaning we need the chedushin, why he said it twice. Rashi says, leflugi betavaya, reblezer, rabbon, rabbali mumim, evorim, beevorim, bekaisis, bekaisis. How come he had the machlekes two times? Both by evorim, pieces of meat. If you make the akhtar, if you can burn them, or here by the kaisis, can you make a zrika? And we're saying the pshat is the same in both cases. But the blood is only matter if you have at least two left over. And the chum argue, even when you have two left over. Here, even though it says one, it's lav dafka one, the Gemara says, it means my echad, zug echad, one pair. But I call upon him, how come we need the machlekes twice? Smor says yes. The yitma, bro, if you only learn the machlekes over here, welcome, Rebbe Lezer, Meshum Yisavit, Beikap Rosli. Only over here, Rebbe Lezer says it's okay. In other words, if you'd only hear the first Shiloh, by Evorim with Evorim, where the pieces of meat got mixed up, the Shiloh could make the Kapara, maybe over there, couldn't you burn it? Rebbe Lezer says, yes, why? The Yisavit, Beikap Rosli. Because you already made this Rikas Adam. And since the Korban has its kapara, therefore just to make the Gemara to burn the Evorim, here Rabbi Lezer's Mekel. If you have two pieces left over, you can make the Akhtara. I will be hoping now Mishnah over here, where it's a question about the Yikadam itself, or and the Lehul Rabbonin. Maybe Rabbi Lezer will be Machmir, like the Rabbonin to say, for the Yikad Kapara, you cannot make this Rika. You have to be afraid maybe some Dam of a Baal Mum is mixed up here. So that's the Chiddush, even in the second case, also Rebbe Lezer argues them. The Yitma, both who don't learn the Machlekes over in the second case, over here by Kaisais, they'll call me Rabbanan. Maybe only over here did the Rabbanan say that there's no din bittul, and you cannot even bring the last two cups of them. I will behold on the first Machlekes by Yivorim, by pieces of meat, and Modele Rebbe Lezer. Maybe over there, the Rabbanan would agree to Rebbe Lezer that we would say a type of the Svarah. And since already one Aver was burnt, that was the Aver, that was the Rosh of the Baal Mum, and what's left over now was the Tamimim, and if you bring the two of them, for sure it'd be Mutta. So Sricha, I need the Machlekes, both cases, that they both hold their Svaris in both cases. Nothing more says to not awesome, learn the Machlekes over there, a Mishtin Torah, Sluchis, Shenosul Teichem Mayim, Kol Shu, Sluchis, if you have what, a jar, Rashi says, Shel Mechatis HaMugdoshim. You have a jar that has, or a pitcher, that has inside it the Mechatis, that's Kodush, from the water with the Eif from the Paraduma. Shenofel Teuchem Mayim Diyalma Koshu. Some regular water fell in here. So again, Sluchis, Shenofel Teuchem Mayim Koshu, even though a little bit of water falls in, Rav Lezer Oimer, Yazesh Tayazois. When you make Hazona, you have to do it twice. And then he's told, we'll soon see why. The Chomim person, the Chomim say no, it's no good. The Chomim say it's possible. So what's like this? Bishlamer Rabbanin Salvi Yesh Bila. The button holds in every little part, it's all a good mixture. It's all mixed up. So you have some Mayim of Chulim mixed into the Mayim of Mechatis. And also they hold, for you have Zohar Tzricha Shir. That when you make the Zohar, you have to have a Shir. So therefore, the Yem is found from Azois. And also, you can't be mistaken one Azor with another Azor. Because each Azor has to have a shear. So therefore, since the old Yesh Bila, you're missing a shear of the Azor, because there's some water mixed into it. So if we do not have those shear, like Rashi says, the ain't can shear, shere Yesh Bo minapsalis. I be mishum de mazesh te Azor, so I is doing twice. Since the old is not mistaken one with the other. That's what the Rabbanan says it's possible. El Rebbe Lezer, because Rebbe Lezer, Mikasova. What does Rebbe Lezer hold over here? That he says he has to do it twice. Ikasova ain't bila, for yod ain't bila, it's not a good mixture altogether. How does it help to make Azor twice? Doma Tavaya Mayako Kamazim. Maybe both times, you're only spritzing water, you don't have to make Hapis. No, the water fell in here. If yod ain't bila, So you take it up, could all be one part in that mixture. So maybe only be mass of the water and not the mechatis. Eli, you must say, no, kesav yeshpila, we have less oil, you said it's for yeshpila. It is called a good mixture. For the Gemara, he kesav of yod, ein azor, the admonish, he kesav, ein azor, tzri cheshiv yod azor, did not have to have a shear, any little bit of the mechatis that goes on the tummy, makes him tor, is so long, mulishtay azois, what do you have to do it twice for? One time should be enough. And the rabbi must speak as every holds, Hazor tzricha shir enechnami. Hazor has to have a shir. So therefore, one time is not enough. Maybe you're missing the shir, so you have to do it twice. To the monoshach, you have enough of the shir. The other Gemara goes weiter. But he, Kisav, if you're going to tell me that the Blazer holds, ein mitzarf in lazois, you can't be mitzarf to two azois. Each one by itself has to have a shir. If so, what does it help you? What does it help you to do it twice? Each one doesn't have a shear. Even if you want to tell me mitzarf and azoyis, yes, you could put two azoyis together to make one big shear. But miyem, who told you the molai leshirei? Who told you have enough of a shear? Like even if you hold yesh bila, maybe you have more water both times. But Avmin there is yesh bila, and he says there is at least some part of the mechatis here. But lav dafki have roiv. So maybe even by both of them, you don't have a shear. So Raslakshan Yablezer, so more so like this. Omer Raslakha, the Shlakha says, the Oilom Yesh Bila, Enechnami, Yablezer holds Yesh Bila. Then every single, whenever you spritz it from the Mechatis, Avadi, you have some of the Mechatis there, and you have some of the water that was mixed in there. And also, the Hazor Tzricha Shear, he holds that each of the Hazor itself has to have a shear. Therefore, with one hazor, you're not yotza, because you have some water mixed in there. You don't have enough of the shear or the mechatis alone. So what's the case over here then? Tehocha b'mayaskino, we're talking about over here. Kegoin shenis arvu achas b'yachas. That an equal amount got mixed up, that we know one cup of water got mixed up into one cup of mechatis. So if of yod yesh bila, there's an equal mixture, 50-50. Therefore, if you make two azois here, for sure you have at least one shear of azor. Rebbe says like this: Le'olam milip shatki bi is yesh bila. Rebbe Lezold, yes, yesh bila. There is a good mixture, and the azor ain't tzrich a shear. Could be no. Really, azor does not need a shear. If so, what do you have to do the second time for? Why isn't it enough once? I tell you, k'nosa the konser rabbanon, it's only k'nas with rabbanon. Like, we don't want him to gain on the deal. The loy mishtar she shouldn't gain on the deal. Like, without the water, he would have used up more than mechatis. Now that some water falls in there, he uses less mechatis. We don't want him to gain. So if it's kness, he has to do it twice. Ravashi yomer ain't bila no. Could be yos ain't bila. Therefore, yazo shtei hazois. So Rashi says the girsa should be. So the case is only a little bit, mamash and mashu of water fell in, and the old zain bila. So therefore make two hazors. When you do the first one, hamanashach, the water is either in the first one or in the second one, because the old zain bila, and only a small amount of water mixed in, fell in there. So therefore, by making two, for sure one of them is a good hazor. Maisri have a kash on this. Rebbe says, that the divrei Rebbe Lezer, according to Rebbe Lezer Shita, hazor kosher mataras, any little bit of hazor you make is kosher, you do not need a shear. So for sure it's a kosher then. What does Rebbe Lezer say over here? You have to have two hazors. And also hazor ain't tzrich a shear, hazor does not need a shear. And hazor machtza kosher, machtza posel, that hazor, half could be kosher, half could be posel. The Rashi says, don't think that a kosher was kosher only by itself, but maybe when there's a mixture that some psul is there, it's no good. No, even the hazor is made from half of his kosher, and half his posel, still it's called a good hazor. So it's a kosher, according to Rebbe Lezer, what do you have to have? Two hazors? One should be enough. The yoit secondly, tani will not add, you will not clearly like this, that an itonim lamalo, shinisavo bin itonim lamato,